Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by Tinder and Blissey. Hi, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, hello, I'm Ashley. I'm so happy to have you here. Before we get into the episode, I am so excited to finally announce that my merch will be available Thursday, June 1st. More information will be available in the next week, but make sure you keep an eye out for it because it's limited edition and exclusive. So if you want to keep up with that and make sure you know when it drops, my socials are linked in today's description as well as the Try Not to Care group chat. I'll be announcing in there as well. Also, the group chat is just so much fun. Everyone's so nice. So come and join and meet some of the besties. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I just want to dive into today's episode. You've already seen the title, but today I want to talk about boundaries because they can be a little tricky. We set boundaries to protect ourselves while also trying to maintain relationships and friendships, but sometimes people don't respect those boundaries and it can become very difficult. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. I cannot stress enough how important boundaries are. I feel like they're not talked about enough and we don't think about them or prioritize setting them until one has been crossed that we didn't even know was one. Someone does something that hurts us and we're like, oh shit, I'm not okay with that. That's something that I need to vocalize in advance so that this hopefully doesn't happen again to me. Boundaries are made to keep us physically and emotionally safe. It's parameters that we set to ensure that we feel comfortable, that our needs are met. It's basically a guideline to give to others on how we expect to be treated. And the reason they're so important, besides obviously keeping us safe and having our needs met, is one, people don't have social cues. Two, they have no common sense. And three, people just don't know how you feel or how you're thinking. So by telling them, this is what I expect, this is what I need, this is what I'm not okay with, they can't say, oh, I didn't know. You didn't tell me that. How am I supposed to know that? Boundaries literally set the tone for your relationships and friendships because if you don't vocalize how you feel and you're not honest about what you expect from others or how you want others to treat you, then it just becomes a free-for-all. People do whatever they want. There's miscommunication and it just ends up as a dumpster fire. That's why I believe so many relationships end badly because there's no open and honest communication. People expect others to just know what they want. And when their needs aren't met, they're like, how could you do this to me? I would never do this to you. You must not care about me. When in actuality, that's not the case. They aren't being malicious. They just weren't thinking that way because their boundaries are different than yours and they didn't know how you felt. And that's why I think you should be so explicit about your boundaries. But what I want to talk about is something that I unfortunately think too many of us are familiar with. And that's when people don't respect your boundaries and they make you seem crazy for feeling a certain way or expecting to be treated a certain way.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I have been in so many situations where I have verbally set a boundary with someone, and when that boundary was crossed, I have been made out to be crazy, too controlling. I've been told that I'm asking for too much. I'm sure a lot of girls can relate to this, but I have expressed to past boyfriends that I don't feel comfortable when they like certain girls' pictures on Instagram. For example, ex-girlfriends, ex-situationships, people they have romantically or intimately been with. And as a lot of guys do, even after setting this boundary, they have gone ahead and liked that girl's picture. And when I said, hey, that hurts me, I don't like that, please can you not do that while involved with me? It's been twisted into, you're so crazy, you're so insecure, what, I can't have girlfriends? You're so controlling, you're so overdramatic. Instead of an apology for crossing a boundary and doing something hurtful to someone they're supposed to care about. I think in relationships and friendships, people get comfortable and they take advantage of that, especially when they know that you're also comfortable or you're attached to the connection or they believe you're more involved than they are. They think they don't have to try as much or they don't have to respect you as much, and they just do whatever they want because there's no consequences. If you have experienced this in any capacity, whether that's in a relationship, with a friend, a stranger, anyone, I want you to know that you are not crazy for asking and expecting respect. You're not crazy for asking someone to listen to you. And I mean really listen to you, not in one ear out the other. Someone that listens and takes the time to understand you and understand why you're feeling the way you feel. Also, just because someone doesn't agree with the boundary you're setting or agree with how you're feeling doesn't mean that you're wrong for feeling that way or wrong for setting that boundary. Some girls do not care at all if their boyfriend likes another girl's pictures. I mean, I don't care if my boyfriend likes girls' pictures. It's about the person who's posting the photo. It doesn't bother me that my boyfriend has girlfriends. It bothers me if my boyfriend is going out of his way to engage with someone who he's pursued in the past. Some girls don't want their boyfriends engaging with any girls at all. And that's how they feel. And it's not up to anyone, not even their boyfriend, to argue that they're wrong for feeling that way.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Someone can disagree with you. They're entitled to their own opinion. But it comes to a point where you need to understand that your actions affect other people. And if you actually care about someone, you need to be willing to reflect on what you're doing and whether or not it's harmful to that person. It doesn't really matter if you think liking that girl's picture isn't a big deal. If you know it's hurting your girlfriend or boyfriend, you have no right in trying to argue that it's not a big deal. If liking that picture is that important to you, just leave the relationship. You have the right to leave if you want to continue doing that, but you don't have the right to tell someone they're wrong for feeling the way they're feeling. If someone is hurting you and they know what they're doing is harmful and they choose to not change that behavior, you need to know when enough is enough and when to walk away. It's one thing if someone crosses a boundary once and you have a discussion and you resolve it, but it's another thing if this issue keeps happening. People make mistakes, I get that. But if they keep making the same mistake over and over, it's not a mistake, it's a choice. A lot of the time, people continue to do these harmful things to someone because they've gotten away with it before and they know that they could say, "I'm sorry, this won't happen again," and get away with it. They take advantage of your forgiveness. Even if you are being overdramatic, maybe you are a little sensitive. Hey, I'm a sensitive girly. I am an emotional girly. Sometimes I get worked up over things and my boyfriend's like, "What the fuck is going on? What is your problem?" Anyone who loves you, and I mean really loves you, really cares about you, is adamant about having you in their life and being a part of yours, will see how you feel through, will work through whatever it is you're struggling with. Like I said, sometimes I get worked up. My boyfriend's like, "I don't understand. And I need to explain how I feel." I give him my point of view. I explain to him why this thing that seems so small is bothering me. And instead of calling me crazy or giving me an ultimatum and saying, "Well, I'm not going to change, so if you don't like it, then we can break up," he works with me to come to a resolution that works for the both of us and respects my boundary. Someone who dismisses your feelings and tries to belittle how you feel is not good for you or good for your mental health. Someone who time and time again pushes your boundaries is basically telling you they don't respect you. They don't listen to you. They don't respect your feelings. They think their feelings are more important than yours. Their time is more valuable than yours, and they don't care or plan to change. When this becomes apparent to you, that is when it's time for you to walk, because that disrespect and lack of care is just going to grow, and you're better off being hurt by walking away than being hurt and stuck in a relationship or friendship with someone who isn't good for you. Something that I would hear a lot, especially in past relationships, whenever I would set a boundary or express that something upset me, they would say, "You're making things up. I didn't do anything. You just have trust issues. You're making nothing into something." And they would almost insinuate that I was self-sabotaging and accusing them of things or causing issues in the relationship because of my own insecurities and my own baggage. In their head, me setting a boundary was me pushing them away. I just want to clear up any confusion, because I'm sure some of you have dealt with this before too. There is a huge difference between putting up walls and setting boundaries. closing someone out because of your past or because you're afraid of being hurt is not the same as letting someone know what they did was not okay with you and is not going to fly with you. There's been times where I have put up walls and closed people out. There's been times where I was afraid to get into a new relationship because my past relationships didn't work out and I was afraid that I would get hurt again. There's been times where I blew new friends off and stopped answering their messages because past friendships of mine got too messy and I wasn't sure that I was ready to put myself back into a situation that could potentially hurt me again. That is putting up a wall. That is using past experiences and bringing them into new ones, which can lead to self-sabotage. Putting up walls comes from a place of fear and insecurity, and you isolate yourself to avoid getting hurt. With boundaries, you're not pushing people away. When someone tells you, "Hey, I don't like that. That hurt me. Can you please not do that again?" That is them trying to communicate their needs so that way they don't have to push you away. So many people hear someone telling them to stop doing something or they don't like that, and their immediate thought is, this person doesn't want to be friends anymore. This person doesn't want to date anymore. This person is pushing me away. And they take that person setting a boundary as a personal attack when it was never meant to be that way. When someone sets a boundary with you, they're trying to protect themselves while also protecting your relationship with them. If you do something they don't like, they could easily just walk away, but they're not. They're telling you, "I need this to change or else I will need to walk away for my own well-being. I'm telling you this instead of walking away because I care about you and I care about our relationship." I just think it's important that you know the difference between putting up a wall and setting a boundary so you're not gaslit into thinking that you're being unreasonable when something upsets you or when someone crosses that boundary. Which leads me to what I want to talk about lastly, and that's just figuring out what's important to you and putting yourself and your needs before others. I don't want you to ever feel as if your expectations for someone and how they treat you is too much or unrealistic. You deserve to be treated the way you want to be treated. And if that one person doesn't want to treat you that way, there will be someone else and someone else and someone else. It is a privilege to be a part of your life. And if someone doesn't want to take the time to learn about you and learn how to treat you, they don't deserve to be a part of your life. Before you even get to that though, you need to figure out what's important to you. What are your values? What is a make or break for you? What will you not tolerate? What makes you feel uncomfortable? What doesn't feel right? And obviously there's things that you won't know until it actually happens to you and you realize that that doesn't feel good. But you really should take the time to sit with yourself and with your thoughts and think, what do I expect from another person? What are things that are non-negotiable? And be really specific. So that way you know for sure and you can express that to others for your own sanity and for theirs. It's also so important that you don't compromise what's important to you. It's one thing to know what you want, but it's another to enforce it. So many of us are people pleasers. We want to make others happy, but we need to make sure that we're happy and safe and comfortable and we're taking care of our needs. So don't be wishy-washy about your boundaries because someone else doesn't want to follow them. If you tell someone, "I really don't want to go to that party because I'll feel unsafe," and that person doesn't take no as an answer and keeps begging you, don't cave and go just to satisfy their need to go. They can go with or without you. So if you made it clear that you don't want to go, they can go alone or find someone else. Boundaries won't work unless you enforce them. In a perfect world, someone who loves you and cares about you is going to respect you and not push back on those boundaries. It's very easy to follow someone's wishes. It's very easy to respect someone, but it's also very easy for someone to disrespect you and not listen to you, especially if you allow that disrespect. You need to be direct and communicate how you feel, and you need to stand up for yourself. You need to be willing to say, "This is what I expect, and I will not settle for less. And if you cannot do that for me or be that for me, then you aren't for me, point blank, period. In no way am I blaming you for being disrespected. You deserve to be respected. You don't deserve to be treated like shit and taken advantage of. But you do have the choice to allow that disrespect. You do have the choice of who is and who is not in your life. Not only do you have to tell others how you expect to be treated, but you need to show them. By allowing people to do whatever they want to you, treat you like shit, walk all over you, you are showing them that it's okay to do that to you. You're basically saying, I don't care if you cross my boundaries. I don't care if you hurt me. I won't leave you if you hurt me. You don't deserve to be treated that way, but you need to understand that it is your responsibility to walk away when someone shows you time and time again that they will not treat you the way you deserve. We haven't done an assignment in a while. If you're new here, I occasionally throw a little bit of homework at the end of the episode. It's never anything crazy. It's usually like a journal prompt. But for this week, I want you to make a list of how you expect others to treat you. Make one list of how you want to be treated and then another list of how you don't want to be treated. For example, I expect my friends to invite me when they hang out. I will not tolerate friends who intentionally leave me out. Or I expect a boyfriend to be honest and open with me. I will not tolerate dating someone who goes behind my back and texts other girls. You get the gist of it. So make a list and keep this list to refer back to. So that way, if someone does cross a boundary and they come at you saying that you're being overdramatic or it's not that serious, you can go back to your list and be like, no, before I even met you or before this even happened, I knew that this was important to me. And if they can't apologize and change their behavior or at least understand where you're coming from, bye, see ya. You don't deserve that. That is where I'm going to end today's episode. I hope it was helpful to you in some way. I hope it spoke to you. I hope that you leave this episode feeling validated and heard, and you don't allow anyone to ever make you feel as if you're asking for too much, because you're not. You deserve to be treated right. You deserve the love you give to others. You deserve the best. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure to give Try Not to Care a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure to follow my socials, join the group chat, and keep an eye out for my merch launch on June 1st. As always, thank you so much, besties. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, besties.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.